Week 8 in the NFL, and the Birds find themselves at 3-4 in a bad NFC East. Who's to blame for this subpar start to the season? Does Peterson need to be more aggressive in his play calling? Does Jim Schwartz need to alter his game plan during the game? Is it time for Howie to make a trade to bring in reinforcements? It's time for the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Ramblewood Country Club. Now here's your host, Ron Jaworski.
Good evening, everyone. Oh, big crowd on hand here. Seven Tap Tavern, Ramblin' Country Club, Ron Jaworski. Oh, I'm here. Brian Baldinger's here. Uh-oh, Darwin Walker's here. Oh, baby. These guys are back by popular demand. Last week's show from down at Running Gear was probably the greatest show in the history of radio. Well, at least the Ron Jaworski show. It was. We just had an absolute ball, and we're going to have a ball tonight. But first of all, we got to pay for having Baldy and Darwin here. We got to thank our sponsors. Yeah. We got to thank
them. Expensive property.
Yeah, I got cases of beer parked in front, right in front of Baldy. And tonight's show is brought to you by Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. Jim McCormick, Peter Landsbeck, and the guys, they'll take great care of you. Brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds, even during those peak hours when everybody is online. Learn more at Xfinity. Brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort in Bally's Atlantic City. Wow, Wow West. Baldy's laughing. Are now taking bets at the new sports book.
Legal bets.
That's right. Your guy is no longer out of business, Baldy. You call him the guy.
I had to break up with him.
You did. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? No one has that problem. 1-800-GAMBLER. Brought to you by Bradford White. Nick Jaffray and all the guys at Bradford White Water Heaters. Built to be the very, very best. And, of course, my favorite, adult beverage, Miller Lite. Thank Mark Kramer, Brendan Dalton, and we all have a Miller Lite. Except Darwin. He's got water. We'll call it water. It's so great to be here at Seven Tap Tavern Ramble because we have such a loyal following. The place is packed at 5 o'clock. Everyone comes in, have a great time. But tonight's show, these guys are backed by popular demand. And there is no doubt. A few weeks ago, when Darwin was here, if they rate shows, it would have skyrocketed after Darwin Walker came on this show. He had everybody all fired up.
You give me way too much credit.
No, you deserve a lot of credit, man. You brought it, man. Just like you did when your 10-year career in the NFL, and you brought it every single day. And Baldy last week, with Brent Celek and myself and you down at Running Deer at Seven Tap Tap.
We didn't chase the Eagles last week, did we, Josh?
You did. Well, hey, all right, Baldy, you're okay, Mr. Expert here. Brian Baldinger's doing the game on radio last week, doing a fantastic job in the third quarter. And he tweets out, the Eagles are back. Relax, everybody. It's 17-0. The Eagles are back to Super Bowl form. What happened?
I jinxed him. From the moment I sent that tweet out, with about 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, with the Eagles up 17-0 and in complete control of the game, they didn't finish. Jaws, they let him hang around. Cam got hot. He looked like the Super Bowl. He looked like the MVP of the league in 2015, which he was. He made every throw.
He threw for 202 yards in the fourth quarter, Baldy.
He was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, Jaws, because of that fourth quarter. Right. And he wasn't good the first three quarters. The team wasn't good. And then in the fourth quarter, the Eagles couldn't put him away. They had a chance, right?
Yep.
With 4:08 to go, down 17-14, the four-minute drill. The four-minute drill is when the offense gets the ball with the lead, and their idea is to hold on to the ball and not let the other team get it back. And that drive lasted 94 seconds. And they gave Cam another shot.
That was a long drive.
Well, they threw the ball. All right,
Darwin, we're going to go to you as a defensive lineman. 17-0. You're going in the fourth quarter. Now, they did score in the first, so you make it, okay. And they got six, so it's 17-6. But it's still 17-0. Defense goes on the field. How do you give up that kind of lead? A man that was in that position. What's your mindset?
Well, Jaws, I would start by saying when you a competitor and you got a man down the way they had the Panthers down, you got to take your foot and put it in his neck and just twist it and mash as hard as you possibly can. Okay? That's the problem. They got into the top of the fourth quarter, And they were stone-faced. They seemed, it was like, we got this game won, you know. They didn't take their foot and just mash it in their neck like they were supposed to. Mm. And that's what happened. That's the bottom line. And then toward the end, they realized, oh, snap. This thing's not over.
Did they say, well, oh, snap
now?
Oh, snap?
I can't even say on the air what they really said.
Is there any guests out there that would like to be a victim for Darwin to show you? How you step on the neck and then you just twist it.
Stomp on the... You got a team down. Yes. You put them away.
You got to put them away.
Let me ask you this, Jaws. I mean, you're tied to this team very closely. What is there a missing ingredient here that did not allow them to put them away?
Yeah, I can talk strategically where I think they might be missing the boat a little bit. In the last two games, only six blitzes. Six.
Yeah.
Pressure. And I can see with Eli Manning and that Giants offensive line, hey, you don't need to bring the extra bodies after Eli Manning, that O-line. You're going to get pressure out of the four. But against Carolina, you have to continue to keep the heat on Cam Newton. If you give him time, he will do what he did in that fourth quarter. And I just thought from a situational standpoint, it was time to bring some heat on Cam Newton.
They sat back, Josh.
They sat back, and in the prevent, and you know what it always does, it prevents a victory.
Yep.
We've seen it, you know, week in, week out, with not only with the Eagles, other teams that go to that prevent, and you give away chunks and big plays, and that they move the ball down the field quickly. So I would like to see the Eagles get back to, as Darwin said, a little more aggressive, stomp them a little bit, put the heat on the quarterback. You know what? You may give up a play.
You know what, Jaws? To me, every game comes down to about two or three plays. Mm-hmm. And that game, to me, came down to two major plays that were very important in that game to me. Was the missed field goal early in the first half.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference in the game.
No points.
Okay, no points there. Then the second really big play in that game was that corner. The corner bit up in a terrible situation. He bit
Darby.
Up on a
Darby.
That's
Darby.
What it was.
Darby on a double
Devin
move. Punches.
Yeah, you're in a situation where you got the lead. Yeah, I mean, you can't do that in that situation. You gotta play conservative. You gotta use what you have. You have the lead. You're in a good situation.
And he's a veteran. He's a veteran.
Yeah, that was.
All right, Darwin, you're in the huddle. You're a defensive guy. You know, you played at this level for 10, 11 years. Are you talking with her? Say, keep in front of you. Keep in front of you. Keep in front of you. Make him, you know, move the ball slowly down the field. I mean, you're accentuating that, aren't you?
If you're in the secondary, you should be talking. You should be saying that to each other, reminding each other, hey, don't bite up. Because right now, we're in a good situation. Don't bite.
Time is on our side.
Right. Yeah. Don't
Time's
bite.
The enemy.
Yeah, so, I mean, it just, to me, you know, I thought that, you know, again, you know, I'm a little biased, Jaws, because when we start talking about my dogs down in the defensive line.
I want to hear it, man.
I'm a little biased because I saw some things that was pretty good in the defensive line in the first three quarters. But in the fourth quarter, you got to keep it coming. You got to keep twisting that foot into that neck, and they just let it go.
You know,
they
Jaws,
let it go.
Man, you're making me nervous up here.
You know, Jaws, I was down in the field before that game. I was talking to Norv Turner, the offense coordinator of the Carolina Panthers. And we all know Norv for a long time. And,
Been
around a long time. And they used to, when he was in Dallas, he used to call him Advil Norv because his offense would give you a headache. So we called him Advil Norv. And, you know, and he was telling me that, you know, they lost both starting tackles in preseason. They're playing with backup tackles. And they really were challenged by what they could do offensively because they really couldn't hold up. But those backup tackles, you know, they held up in that fourth quarter.
Yes. That's when, as Dar was saying, that's when you got to stomp on their throats.
Yes.
And again, this is reflective on the Tennessee game. Same thing late in the game when you need your defense to make a play. They didn't make a play. Couldn't protect a 17-0 lead and give up a 4th and 10, a 4th and 15 in the Tennessee game. You can't give up those kinds of plays. So that's what you're talking about, Darwin. That's when you got to stomp on them. Never give them the breath that they need to come back in
that
game.
Don't let them breathe. You got to make them feel. They're out there still playing hard. You can look at their just the aura around their team and see that they still felt they had a chance to win this game. We're on the flip side of that. We're over there looking comfortable and kind of, you know. And my thing is, you know, closing teams out, Super Bowl teams, great teams, they do that great. So that's something they got to fix. You got to fix that, because if you're going to be a great team, you have to be great at closing teams out.
Crunch
because
time.
Because there's so much parity in the league, and teams are so evenly matched. So closing out is so crucial. Without making mistakes like Darby did on that one play, you got to close the team out without making mistakes, and that's part of being great at that. You got to do it without making those mistakes.
All right, Baldy, let's flip the script here. Let's go to the offensive side. All right, you see, Carolina comes back. They take the lead in the game. You know, the Eagles still got a chance. Come down the field.
Yeah.
Win this game with the offense.
Start at the 30-yard line.
And this has been... I thought Carson Wentz had a terrific game. Yeah, I thought he had a terrific game. Now, that being said, we all know how quarterbacks are going to be evaluated. Crunch time, do you make the plays?
There are two stats in quarterbacks, Jaws. You have all these stats. We have stats and stats and stats, all right?
I got a whole book here.
I know you do, Jaws. But there's only two stats that quarterbacks ever get measured by. How you play in the postseason and fourth quarter comebacks. Can you bring your team back and win the game? And how do you play in the postseason? All the other quarterback rating and completion percentage and yards don't mean a thing. I mean, the great Peyton Manning was always, and I know, you know, Darwin was a Tennessee grad, and, you know, it's Mount Peyton there. But for a long time, Peyton didn't win a national championship in college. For a long time, he got bounced out of the playoffs. And until he won that Super Bowl against Chicago, people questioned the great Peyton Manning.
John Elway, the same thing. You have to win a championship. And obviously Nick Foles was the quarterback a year ago that won the Super Bowl as the Eagles quarterback. But I agree with you. Well, there were plays, and we talked about them. We talked about them before he came on the air. Third down and two.
Yep.
You know what? Get the first down.
Just get the
first.
Get
the first down.
That's the only thing.
Another
set of downs. The time doesn't matter at that point. You've got timeouts.
Right.
The only thing that matters is a first down.
And you got Smallwood. And it was, in my opinion, I watched the game live. All of a sudden, I go in as soon as I NFL Films props that up on my computer. I look at the coach's tape. I mean, it was an easy read.
Yep,
for Carson Wentz. You had a linebacker on Smallwood, and he had leverage. He was a good yard inside of Smallwood, coming out of the backfield, corner off. Give it to him. Take the first down. Left him. Yep. Tries to come back to Goddard, a little underneath crosser. Not there.
Yeah.
Hey, nice job by the linebacker reading it. He goes to the third option, which he got to the progression, but he tried to stick one to Alshon Jeffrey, which could have been picked off.
Yeah.
That could have been picked off. But take the play that's there.
Yep.
Don't try to manufacture a play that's not. And now the fourth down play. You looked at it?
Oh, yeah.
I looked at it.
What do you think? I mean, his first read was to Zach Ertz, and they took Zach Ertz away.
Double
Zach. He got right off it.
Yeah.
But immediately he went back to Alshon Jeffrey. He's got two targets.
I'll disagree. I think he was looking for Aguilar on the under, and I thought Carolina did a good job of jumping the under round because they're playing the situation. But, man, we know Alshon popped wide open behind that.
Well, I mean, I just feel like, especially the last 2 weeks, he feels like he can just throw the ball to Alshon at any point. He'll go up and get it. And he has. He's been that type of player.
He's been phenomenal.
He's been unbelievable since he came back from that shoulder surgery. And I thought Alshon was there, and he just seemed like he just hesitated. And all it takes is a hesitation, and Julius Peppers was on him.
And of all things, and Darwin would talk about stunts. You know, I mean, for the most part, the Eagles' offensive line has been rock solid. They got beat by a pretty basic stunt.
Yeah.
You know, that tackle and exchange, and they just collapsed the pocket just enough. Just enough to force him to move. Mm-hmm. You know, that one-tenth of a second hold on the ball.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, as he's throwing, he gets hit. Game over.
If you're in Carolina, you just pray that Carson stays in the pocket. The last thing you want him to do is get out of the pocket. And he stayed right there. And I'm not here to criticize Carson.
No.
But, at the same time, there was two plays there at the end with a great chance to at least get the first down and to move the sticks and then have another set of downs to go and try and win it.
I also noticed that he had a hard time with the ball, it seems. It was like two or three plays where he just, like the one that just sailed on him, it just got away from him. I mean, it wasn't...
Hit a couple of those?
Yeah, he just had a couple of plays where the ball just... He just released the ball and just got away from him. And then there was the one play early in the game where, I think he fumbled it the same way. And the commentators are talking about the dryness of the atmosphere. And
what?
I was like, what? I was like, are you kidding me? Hold on to the freaking football. But I agree with you guys. I thought Carson played a fantastic game. And if you got a team down 17-0 going into the fourth quarter, you got to win that game. I can't blame this on the quarterback.
I'm a little bit old school in my philosophy, and I know, you know, how the game is played now. Everyone's pedal to the metal, wide open, slinging around, throw it, RPOs, all this stuff. But if you look at the history of the game, that's great for about three quarters. And you look at the Dallas Cowboys in the 90s, how they won games, how they won Super Bowls. And I hate to use a Dallas Cowboy, you know, reference.
People are like really worried,
but hey, you know what? But you look at teams and how they won. They scored, they got a lead, and they salted the game away with Emmitt Smith and ran the football. Yeah. You get a 17-0 lead, don't abandon the running game. The clock is your friend. The running game is your friend. I love the wide open game. Hey, I'm a quarterback. I love slinging it around. But you play to win the game, as our friend Herman Edwards said. And I sometimes wonder if offensively the Eagles get to thinking about, hey, point, scoring, yards, pedal to the metal. That's not the time.
Yeah, but we can't blame Carson for that.
I'm not blaming Carson.
You know, I love Doug, but Doug's calling the plays.
Jaws, on one of your TVs, here, it's showing the Eagles highlights from last year. And I keep seeing LeGarrette Blount in these highlights. And I said to myself last week, they needed LeGarrette Blount in the fourth quarter. They needed a big back like that, Jaws, that just knows how, when the team needs it, the way he did so many times last year, they put it on his shoulders.
First downs.
He knew what his job was.
Yeah.
Right. And he would go long stretches of the game to not get on the field sometimes.
Yeah.
But he knew in the fourth quarter, it was up to him to break tackles, push the pile, positive yards. Like, he knew that was his time.
Yeah.
And I saw it last week in Detroit. He did the same thing last week against the Dolphins.
You're getting that goal line. You're not going to worry about
quarterback. And I don't know that they have that back on the roster right now.
Well, there isn't. I mean, it begs the next question. And maybe we'll get to it, you know, maybe now or after the break. But, you know, Howie's tinkering. You know, Howie's always tinkering. How can he improve this team? How can he make it better? There's a reason he was executive of the year a year ago. He's not afraid to make bold moves. Is there a need for the Eagles to look at adding another running back to the stable of running backs right now? I thought Clement would be the guy, a little more opportunity. He's not getting those opportunities. It seems like it's Smallwood right now that's getting those opportunities at crunch time in the game. Here's a guy that was inactive, you know, weeks ago. Now he's a guy that's going to be your bell cow. So does Howie now take a look around the league? Does he look at Le'Veon Bell?
Well, I know this. I really believe that no matter what running backs are here, that Doug is always going to have a committee, Jaws. It's never going to be just one guy. I think he's always going to be looking to play three guys. But I think in that part of the game, they need a back that can finish a game. And I don't think, nothing against Smallwood or Clement, I like them all. But I don't think they have that guy that can finish a game right now.
Let me tell you what I think. I think that's all true.
Darwin, we want to know what you think.
I think that's all true. But the fact of the matter is, this is a team right now that just needs to forget that they're a Super Bowl champion. Nobody cares that you're a Super Bowl champion. You got to go out there and finish football games. I don't care if you got Smallwood or Largewood or whoever you got back there. You got to finish the freaking football game. That's the bottom line. They got this team, to me, has the pieces they need to win football games and be competitive. But they just have to understand last year is last year. It's over. That's not going to buy you a win this year.
Especially after last week, Darwin.
It's not going to buy you a win.
No. You got to turn the page. And, hey, we'll talk about the trip to London. And Baldy's got a lot of experience on making that trip to London.
It may not
always be about being
I hope those players aren't traveling the same areas I was when I was in London.
In other words, okay, we'll leave that alone. All right, you're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with Darwin Walker, Brian Baldinger, and we are having a blast here at Seven Tap Tavern at the Ramblewood Country Club. And, hey, I'm here to tell you to fall into savings, my friends over at Burns Honda. You get that, Baldy? Fall into savings?
I do.
Yeah,
good. It's a good play of words right there. Did you write that?
I did. It's the autumnal time of year, you know? We like that.
All right.
And all month long, prices are falling on all of your favorite models. Accords, Civics, Pilots, much, much more. Now is the perfect time to get a Pilot. We still have great deals on the 2018 and 2019s coming in daily. Take advantage of these amazing offers. Stop in today for extremely low lease pricing and limited time financing options. Turn to Burns before you fall into saving sales. That event covers all ends October 31st. sale till October 31st. I will spit that out, Baldy. Just like I'm calling plays in the huddle. I'll have Jim McCormick and Peter Lanzvecchia call me during the break. Hey, say it the right way, Jaws. The sale ends October 31st. Burns Hahn is located on Route 73, just down the road here in Marlton, New Jersey. We'll be back with more of the Ron Jaworski Show right after this.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Look out below! Jojo! Hippie slabs it home!
Sixers, Bucks, tonight at 9:30 on your home for 76ers basketball, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Since we've had USAA, we've had two claims. We had an auto insurance claim and a homeowner's claim. The auto insurance claim, we were rear-ended, and my daughter was actually in the car when it happened. I called USAA. I downloaded the app, and from there on out, it was a very seamless process. They really understood, and they were actually concerned about my daughter's well-being and her safety.
From the moment he uploaded the photos to taking the damaged vehicle to the auto body and having a rental car there, USAA understands the day-to-day life. This is our home. These are our cars. This is where we pick up our kids from school. This is how we get to work.
I feel USAA is very committed to getting you back on your feet. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, everybody. Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Magster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof. Gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
This is Ron Jaworski. Have you ever dreamed of being a member of a prestigious country club but thought there's no way you could afford it? Well, think again. My Downingtown Country Club has membership packages starting at $170 a month. That's right. Only $170 a month. Join now, play free for the rest of the year. And just when you think it can't get any better than that, it does. Your Downingtown membership now includes all 6 of my signature golf courses. Visit golfdowningtown.com now.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harris Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Can't make the trip? No problem. Download the Caesars Casino app through the App Store or CaesarsCasino.com and bet now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Natalie Eganoff here to tell you about the only name you need to know when shopping for an engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, our own Andrew Salchunas recently got engaged. He took my advice and met with Angelo and the team at Family and Company, and they helped him pick out the perfect ring. Family and Company has been the most trusted jeweler in South Jersey for over 80 years. Go to familyjewelers.com or visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and see for yourself. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play Jacksonville in London this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, the Ron Jaworski Show. Yes, we are coming to you live from the 7 Tap Tavern at the Ramblewood Country Club. And oh, by the way, you know, it's an early kick on Saturday. It's a 9:30 kickoff. No. So,
Bloody Mary's here.
Mimosas, yeah. All that stuff. Well, we also say it's called Eggs and Kegs.
Eggs and Kegs. Never too early.
Eggs and Kegs. And a couple beers for a 9:30 game across the pond. Hey, Baldy, before we get talking about this game, I was over in London about 5 weeks ago, and I must have had about 20 people ask me about you. How's Baldy doing, man? He was iconic over here in London. So what's the story? You can tell us where to hang when we go out there?
Yeah, I can tell you all the places, Josh.
You know, there's probably about 30,000 people in Philadelphia heading over there tomorrow and Friday. Where do they go, Baldy?
Well, listen, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you a quick story. 1986, Josh, I was playing with the Cowboys. And we played the first game overseas against the Bears. The Super Bowl champion Bears, right? The Super Bowl shuffle. Fridge, McMahon. So we played the first game over in Wembley.
Was it that American Bowl they call it? American Bowl they call it at the time?
So they're
bringing more food up here for Darwin. Yeah, yeah.
So, Josh.
Not 300 pounds, I got to eat, Josh.
Hey, got to eat, baby. Got to eat.
You eat, I'll tell a story, Darwin. So we go over to play this game, right? So we fly. We're practicing a lot in California at the time, training camp. We fly over 11 hours. We get off the plane, to the hotel, we have a security meeting. And we have a security director, Larry Wansley, tell us all the places to stay away from. An hour later, the entire team was all those places that said stay away from those places. So, I mean, you know, we're just big kids, so that's what we did. No, but I did all those NFL Europe games over there for 10 years.
Yep.
And so we lived in London and... Yeah, you know, it was a boondoggle. We had a great time. We lived in London and traveled all over Europe doing those games. So I know all those people in the international over there.
Yeah, I'll put you guys on the line. We'll make a pick on this game and see where this goes. You know, I was a 7-6-1 against the spread last week. Had a pretty good week.
It's a winning record.
It's a winning record.
Barely. Barely.
Hey.
All those notes and stats. And you came up with a 7-6
well,
one.
The Eagles wouldn't have blown a 17-0 lead. All right, Darwin. Who do you like and why when the Eagles will go across the pond to London against the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I like the Eagles because I'm going to tell you something, Jaws. The hardest team to me to play in the NFL is a team coming off a loss. And the Jags are coming off a loss as well, I believe.
Three in a row.
But the Eagles lost a bad one. This is not a team you want to be playing right now. So I'm going to go 35-10 Eagles.
That would be a cover.
Yes.
For those paying attention, that would cover. Baldy?
Well, I saw Jacksonville 3 weeks ago in Kansas City, and they got smoked. The quarterback was awful.
Not only in that game, he's been awful most of the season.
The last 3 weeks, Jaws, he was absolutely horrible. They had to bench him last week. They don't want to start him. But, you know, your old teammate, Doug Marrone, the head coach, he's got no choice. I mean, Cody Kessler's not a starting quarterback. So that team has no – but I still believe in Carson Wentz. I still think he's a phenomenal player. I saw him slam that helmet off his head after – that ball got knocked out of his hands at the end. I don't think anybody was more upset. I don't think he's going to have 1 ounce of fun over in London. I think all he wants to do is get on that field Sunday and win the game and get on back home and try to get ready for another one. So I like the Eagles. I believed in what Darwin said. I think the mindset is that they have to go dominate this game. And Jacksonville still has a formidable defense. They're still good. But I believe in Carson, and I believe that this defense can bounce back.
So you have a score?
Oh, yeah, I'll give you a score.
We're putting on a line here.
No. I still think Jacksonville's defense is pretty good. I'll give a 24-13.
Wow, 24-13. We are close. My pick is the Eagles 24 and the Jaguars 13. 20. So I've got them covering as well. I think the latest I heard is a 3-point spread on this game. So I got a 24-20 Eagles. And you cannot let Blake Bortles beat you. You cannot let that happen.
Let me ask this.
And I'll go back to what we talked about a half hour ago here on the show. The Eagles defense must bring some heat. They've blitzed
49 times in 7 games, according to my count from my tape breakdown. 49 times. It's 7 a game. Pick up the pressure, because this guy does not want to get hit. He will throw the ball up, get the pressure on him. Although I know what Jim Schwartz may be thinking. You know, we may not have to blitz him because their offensive line can't handle
our D-line. They got a third-string left tackle Jaws playing right now.
Yeah, they've been awful on the offensive line. And that's part of the reason Bortles has been so awful, the offensive line. But also, hey, look at it, Darwin, this Eagle defensive line depleted once again. You know, you start
Barnett.
Yeah, with Barnett, good night. You start losing players.
They lost to Tennessee Vols. You know, that's a big deal.
Well,
you know, I'm surprised you don't wear all-time sack leader. I mean, that's right. All-time
sack leader. More than Reggie White.
That's exactly right.
All right, who would have thought, guys, the schedule comes out. You see the Eagles going to London to play the Jacksonville Jaguars. They were a heartbeat away from going to the Super Bowl a year ago. They had the Patriots down. They should have stomped on their throat, Darwin.
Yes, they should have.
Like you talked about earlier,
yes, they
didn't.
Should've.
They let Tom Brady off the hook by going conservative, and they get knocked out. The Eagles are the Super Bowl champions. Who would have thunk we'd be going into the Week 8 game in London with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Philadelphia Eagles 3-4? Man, how this league flips.
That's why I said earlier, Jaws, and I think it is the reason that the Patriots are always so good is because they're closers. You got to be a closer, man. Great championship teams close teams out. It's the way it works. That's the way it works. And I think this team has that pedigree, but they got to realize it, and they got to realize it real fast, because if they don't, this thing will get out of their
reach. Darwin, let me ask you a quick question. Jaws keeps bringing up Blake Bortles. You knew as a defensive player that there were certain quarterbacks that you were going against that you had to beat. They were not going to beat you. Didn't you have that mindset at times?
Absolutely.
There's no way that group can look across at Blake Bortles, number 5, and go, that guy can't. You can't.
I'm going to tell you like I told Jaws last time I was on the show. If I was lining up against the Jacksonville Jaguars with that quarterback and that offensive line, I would be like a pit bull on a meat truck. Because, listen, hey, this is what you got to love as a defensive lineman, baby. Pin your ears back and make it happen. Right now, you got an opportunity to, you know, when I played in the game, I wanted to be the guy that made the difference in the game. And if you're not in the game thinking, I want to be that dude, I want to be that one, I want to be that guy that's going to make the play, that's going to be the difference in this game. If you got 4 people thinking that way across the front, and they some nasty, dirty, beastie animals, oh man, that's hard to deal with.
A pit bull on a meat truck.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We will use that one.
Take a sign in here, Charles.
A pit bull on a meat truck.
Oh man, because it's like raw meat. You know, it should be easy pickings for him.
And I love raw meat. I feel the same way.
Hey, Baldy, by the way, how's your hand today? Last week we left the show, and Baldy, I thought I was going to get fired at the end of the show because we kind of got off the rails a little bit. When Baldy, he couldn't sign autographs. He was shaking people's hand with his left hand, and I'm going, Baldy, you all right? What's going on here? He goes, well, I just left the hospital. I had a needle in my arm all day for carpal tunnel syndrome or something.
Yeah, I had a procedure.
So you come in. Wow. You're in a hospital, then you come and do a radio show.
Yeah. Well, it was free beer.
and it was Jaws.
And the beer costs went up. The food costs went up because Darwin, he's been eating since we came on the air.
I'm still eating.
So how you feeling? You all right?
I got feeling in my hand this week, Jaws. If people give me a pen to autograph something, I can sign it this week. It's not going to fall out.
You signed that football for that kid. Yeah. It gets back home, and his parents go, who signed that thing?
It was a scribble, man.
Minnie Mouse or something?
It was a scribble.
some 3-year-old kid in kindergarten.
And with that pinky, he probably thought Halloween came. He thought Halloween came sooner.
This is the hand of an NFL offensive line.
Sometimes you just don't have any feeling.
Most fingers are straight. That thing goes in about 4 different directions.
That's all right.
Not even Soul Man. His fingers are even straight. He's doing all right. Where does this team go from here? I mean, are we at a point now? They keep hearing must win. You know, Dallas now, hey, they get Amari Cooper. Yep. They finally get a playmaker. I mean, the Redskins are finding ways to win.
This division is so, first of all, yeah, but the Eagles still have five division games out of their nine games left. The Redskins, six of their last 10 games are on the road. I mean, everybody has got challenges here. You know, the Redskins are riding, you know, the coattails right now of Adrian Peterson at that age. Like, is he going to survive, you know, the full season? Because they're giving the ball a lot. They're just using him. I mean, everybody's got question marks. To me, it's still the Eagles' division to win.
You're going over to London, play Jacksonville, a good team.
You go over there to get to 4-4. You go over there to get 4-4. You come back. You get your bye.
Your bye week.
You get your rest. And then you sit and get ready for the second half of the season.
Mm. So you're not concerned.
I'm concerned.
Okay.
Because, you know, look, I mean, a loss really puts them deep in the crypt. So I'm concerned. But I believe, though, that they have the players.
I do, too.
And the character to come out of it.
I believe they had a player, too. But I will say this. I never liked Bill Parcells. Never liked him. Because I just never liked the fact that he didn't take credit for when things were going bad. But the one thing he always said is that you are what your record says you are. And they're a 3-4 team right now. So I'm concerned, too. However, I really feel like this team still has the ingredients. I see some really good things on the defensive side, on the defensive line. In the secondary, I'm seeing some pretty bad things, but I'm seeing some really good things in that front seven. I'm seeing some really good things in this quarterback. I think this guy has a chance, Jaws, to be special. Now, I know you are a quarterback, and you think you know everything about quarterback.
Of course I do.
And all that. Okay?
Hey,
but I'm just telling you. I think this guy has an opportunity to maybe be one of those special ones.
All right, we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to talk about what you believe that Carson Wentz can be special, because I know Baldy does, and so do I.
Okay,
we'll be back
good.
With more of the Ron Jaworski Show right after this.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Look out below, JoJo, and B slabs at home.
Sixers, Bucks. Tonight at 9:30 on your home for 76ers basketball, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study-related care at no cost and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. The Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation in special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. Republic Tax Relief is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you can save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-838-3831. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we can save you thousands. 800-838-3831. 800-838-3831. 800-838-3831.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people
who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was not smart.
I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Join Natalie Eganoff and The Fanatic to watch Thursday Night Football starting at 8 p.m. at Evil Genius Beer Company on North Front Street in Philly. That's 8 to 10 this Thursday night with Natalie at Evil Genius Beer Company.
Let's go!
For Zeta and Trey in the morning, listen. 97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to The Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, welcome back. The Ron Jaworski Show coming to you live from 7 Tap Tavern, the Ramblewood Country Club. I got my guys with me. I'm feeling good. I got my offensive lineman, Brian Ballinger, with me. Defensive lineman, Darwin Walker. I feel very well protected here tonight. And, of course, the show is always brought to you by Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. Jim McCormick, Peter Lanzvecchi, and the guys, they will take great care of you. Brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering you lively, fast speeds, even during peak hours when everyone seems to be online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. Brought to you by Harris. Oh, you heard our picks a little bit earlier. We all like the birds, and we like the cover. Break up with your bookie. Harris Resort and Bally's Atlantic City, Wild Wild West, are now taking bets at their new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gaming problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And thanks to Nick Jaffray, all the fine folks at Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the very best. And, of course, the guys over at Miller Lite, Mark Kramer, Brendan Dalton, thank you so much for your continued support of the show. And, man, these guys are back by popular demand. Brian Ballinger, Darwin Walker. We are just having a ball here talking football. We're going to expand this show to an hour. You guys are so good.
We should.
I agree.
Listen, I'm having a great time, Jaws, but we already halfway through the show, and I just got full, man.
That's crazy. This is like you're driving me, man.
You've only
I just
been
got something to
half
eat.
Of the menu items. I mean,
he's going to eat the other half.
The chef's going to come out and start cooking table side here.
I'm telling you, man. Good gracious.
I love the conversation of where this team goes from here, because obviously, you know, deep disappointment at 3-4, defending Super Bowl champions, hangover, all those things we hear about it all the time. Is this still a Super Bowl championship caliber team? Not a team that's going to play in a bad division and get the playoffs. Is the ingredient still there to be a world championship team? Darwin, you talked about the quarterback is in place, maybe a little bit better overall. You know, Nick Foles had an unbelievable year last year, but everyone would probably agree Carson Wentz is the guy, the better quarterback. Is this team still a world championship football team?
Well, first of all, when you have a guy like Carson Wentz at quarterback, you always have an opportunity. That's really, and again, I got to say it again. I know you think you know everything about quarterbacks, Jaws.
I keep telling you, you're right.
But I'm going to say, I'm just messing with you. But anyway, I am going to say that one of the ways that I judge great quarterbacks is, will they always give you an opportunity to win? When you got a quarterback like Carson Wentz on your team, you always feel like you have an opportunity. You always feel like you're within reach and have an opportunity for that win. And that means a lot to have that at quarterback, but it means a lot to your team, because now your team plays in such a way that they believe they can win a game, because they got a guy that they know they can get behind that's going to give them an opportunity every single time out. You understand what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean.
And that's a difference to me and the great ones and the average ones.
Is there any concern? And I'll just throw this out, because I don't have a concern. Baldy, you're an offensive guy. Darwin, you're a defensive guy. Carson has not been able to finish. He had a chance to win that game.
That's true.
And at the end of careers, I know how quarterbacks are evaluated. How many Super Bowls did you win? How many games did you win? Baldy said it. How many fourth quarter comebacks did you have? There's a lot of great numbers quarterbacks out there.
Is this second or third year?
I'm not late. I think Carson's going to be phenomenal. That's my opinion. But also, you know, that is a dependent position. You depend on other people doing their job.
That's true. You depend
on play calling, you know, helping you be in positions to be successful. So are all those components in place,
look,
Baldy?
Charles, your initial question was, is this a Super Bowl contending team?
Thanks for reminding me. I have a tendency to drift away every time.
I want to bring you back. And right now, they're not. They're not a Super Bowl contending team right now. And it'd be foolish to think that they are. You only get their Jaws when you stack wins together and you start beating good teams. They haven't beaten a good team yet. Last week was an opportunity to beat a team that you can say if Carolina's good or not, they got a winning record. But it's a good team. They beat them last year on a Thursday night. It was an important win. They won that game in the fourth quarter last year. They beat the Los Angeles Chargers last year in the fourth quarter. They don't have that win yet where you could say we're on our way. In that locker room, you could say this was a great test. We beat a good team. You only measure yourself by who you play on Sunday. You don't have control of that. But, look, Jacksonville is a team that's struggling. If they win that game and come back after bye week and win the next one, then you can only then start to say they're on their way. But right now, they're not.
Oh, you mentioned Jacksonville. They're going to get the best shot from the Jaguars. I mean, the Jaguars are a team right now that's a mess.
Yeah.
They're a mess. When you don't have stability at the quarterback position, and who knows how long you're going to see Bortles before they make a change. Knowing Doug, like you and I know Doug Marrone, I play with Doug with the Miami Dolphins. Yeah. You know him well as a friend. Hey, he's not afraid to pull the trigger.
No.
He's not afraid to pull the trigger.
And the Jaguars are a team right now. They really have their back on a corner. I mean, it's like, you know, you back a cat up, no pun intended. I mean, it's ironic that they're Jaguars. But if you back a cat in the corner, he's going to come out fighting. They're going to come out fighting. They're going to come out.
Let me throw these three guys out of you. Say, I love getting down in the trenches, you know? Down with the.
That's what I like when you do that, George.
I'm up,
you got to get off this quarterback nonsense sometimes. The game is won and lost in the trenches, baby.
I'm going to tee this up for you and see what you got. The Jaguars defensive line. How about these three guys? Marcell Dareus, Malik Jackson, and Calais Campbell. You're not going to find three more dominant defensive linemen that line up for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, to me, this is where the rubber meets the road in this game. We talked about quarterbacks, and we talked about play calling. We talked about blitzes. Can the Eagles' offensive line handle those guys?
That's a good question. We'll see.
Well, I want the answer.
I mean, listen.
That's why you're on the show.
Well, I don't claim to be the so-called expert.
No, you need to be the expert.
Like you two guys.
That's why I bring you on.
Let me just say this. They last year they were phenomenal. This year I'm not so sure. Now again, it's probably disingenuous and a little bit wrong for me to judge them because I haven't really done a nice scouting report on them. But
they're not Jacksonville right now.
Yeah, but they were last year. But they like you always say, Jaws, they meet the airport test. I can tell you that. You know, old coaches always say, don't look like Tarzan or play like Jane.
Right.
Or they look like a bunch of Tarzans out there, but they might be playing like Jane right now. So, and you know, I got to be careful with that, you know, with the feminine thing. But I'm just saying, you got to be careful with these things, Jaws. Let's put that in the record. But I'm just saying that right now, last year, when I watched them, they were dominant. I don't know that I'm seeing that this
year. They're not. They've given up 40 points, I think, three times.
Houston offensive line, Jaws, is as bad as I saw in football. And they moved the ball against them last week.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's what's shocking to me. So if there's somewhere that I thought the Jaguars would hang their hat and present some problems for the Eagles, it hasn't shown up. It hasn't shown up statistically. It hasn't shown up on the tape. But, you know, it is their season right now. It really is the Jaguars' season. Because if they don't get their team back on track, they're going to blow that up down there. With Tom Coughlin, Doug Marone, they're going to blow that up.
Well, I mean, they got a lot of big contracts there, Jaws. They had a choice this year. They could have gone quarterback, and they didn't.
It was the
wrong move.
You're paying
$20
million. All right, guys, I can't thank you enough. You'll be back by popular demand.
Are you serious? I'm gonna order some more food.
We got more food. We got two chefs at Seven Tap Tavern. Not one. We got two. So you have a lot of great food today. Byron Walker, Brian Baldinger. They will be back on the Ron Jaworski Show because they are fantastic.
Hey,
great
Jaws.
To have you guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.
Next week we'll be at the Valleybrook Country Club, Seven Tap Tavern. Sean Landetta, great punter for many teams, and Jari Evans, all-pro offensive lineman from the Saints and the Packers.
Right from Philadelphia.
Yeah, you got it. Local guy. We'll talk about his new restaurant opening that happened this past week. So we'll see y'all next week.
Let's go sample.
From the Valleybrook Country Club. Have a great night, everyone. Baldy, Darwin, thank you, guys. Love you.